Kia ora, ko Tū Whenua Rawa Ngā Tanahira Toko Wingwa. This is your Wātea News. The curve of the Auckland Delta COVID outbreak could be starting to bend, with just 53 new cases confirmed today, all in Auckland. This brings the total number of community cases in Auckland to 547, with 15 in Wellington. There are currently 7 epidemiologically linked subclusters, including the Birkdale Social Network Cluster, with 79 confirmed cases, and the Mangere Church Cluster, with 280 confirmed cases. There are 37 community cases in hospital, including 15 in a stable condition in ICU. Testing centres in Auckland had another busy day yesterday, with around 15,000 swabs taken across Auckland. As the vaccination program starts ramping up and out, district health boards in Auckland and Northland are urging Māori to book early. Northern Region Health Coordination Centre Clinical Director Dr. Anthony Jordan says so far just 34% of the Māori aged over 12 have received a dose of the vaccine. They want to get that higher through community outreach and opening more centres, with vaccinations starting at Papakura Marae this afternoon.
Out west as well, you'll see that the Trust Arena drive-through opened as well over the weekend. It delivered over 5,900 vaccines, so that's fantastic. And now what you'll see is us reaching out through social media platforms and mainstream media as well, specifically to our Māori communities, to make sure they understand that they are a priority for us and making sure that they get earliest bookings that we have available.
Dr. Anthony Jordan. Te Pāti Māori says National and ACT's refusal to agree to a virtual sitting of Parliament reeks of white privilege. Co-leader Debbie Ngarewa-Packer says the party's two MPs won't be in Wellington for this week's session. That's in line with advice from the Director General of Health that MPs should not meet in a large indoor gathering for an extended period of time, nor should they travel inter-regionally to do so, while the COVID-19 risk to New Zealand remains high. She says National and ACT are disregarding expert advice for the sake of egos and politicking. Healthy Homes Taitokero is celebrating 12,000 homes made warmer and drier through its insulation program. But Horne Fowler from Kaitaia's Community Business and Environment Centre, which delivers the program in partnership with He Iwi Kotahi Tātou Trust in Moirua, says there are still many houses left to do. Eligible houses qualify for an 80% subsidy from the Energy Efficiency and Conservation Authority, with other funders, including Foundation North, Top Energy, North Power, Mahitahi Hauora, and Northland DHB, topping that up to 100%. Mr Fowler says the scheme has made major inroads into Māori communities.
Over 80% of our staff are Māori, right through to our senior management as well. So that's a really special point of difference within our organisation. Very much community-led and well-connected across the region. It's something that we're really proud about, around providing employment opportunities to rangatahi Māori as well through our services.
Horne Fowler, and that is your Wātea News.